If you have visitors in town and you want to show them some local art, where do you go? Do you take them to a gallery or museum? Do you simply ride around town or walk or drive the streets of L.A. with your eyes wide open? It just so happens that L.A. streets are brimming with public art all over the place. And KCRW's Frances Anderton says that is an opportunity for you to see some really great things. And she hosts KCRW's Design and Architecture. She's here with this week's DNA on ATC. Hi, Frances.
Hello, Steve.
What kind of art are we talking about?
Well, you can ride the train, you can go on the new Expo Line, you can see art at each of the stations. Same with the new Gold Line. You can drive around, you can see public art, street art on the streets of Santa Monica, on Pico, on Abbot Kinney, in the Downtown Arts District. You can go to a whole number of sites that come under the umbrella of something called Current LA Water. That's a public art biennial that actually closes this weekend. And there they have taken the theme of our relationship to water, and you can see conceptual art pieces with which you can sort of engage as members of the public. It's coming from different directions, but the aggregate is an explosion, it seems, of art in the outside.
This is more than just, I'm looking around this room and I see this beautiful stapler that's very artistic and ergonomic, right? this is art that's been commissioned, that's being paid for.
It's coming from different directions. Take, for example, Current LA Water. That is being paid for by Bloomberg Philanthropies. They gave a $1 million grant to the City of Los Angeles, its Department of Cultural Affairs. On the other hand, you go to Santa Monica, where you have a nonprofit called Beautify Earth that is literally gathering artists, knocking on the doors of businesses, saying, you've got a blank wall. We will paint it for you if you'd like us to. They're raising the money through donations. And businesses apparently are kind of embracing this because they believe they see a return in their own revenues.
It's really cool because you talk to one of these artists, a woman named Judith Hernandez, who is a painter, but she does this glass exhibition, right, at one of the metro stops.
She's a long-established Chicano artist, worked on the East Side for many years. She was commissioned by Metro along with other artists. Each was given one station to do an artwork for. She was given the final station, 4th and Colorado, and here she is talking about her piece that's called LA Sonata.
I decided to take every iconic cultural image I could find that was appropriate and weave them into a tapestry of Los Angeles, the remarkable diversity that is here, and tell the story of the passage of the day on one side of the platform and the passage of the seasons on the other.
So that's just one piece of many at metro stations, on streets, and where you can see, you can just walk around and see this art that's been commissioned, that's being paid for in many respects. What are some of the newer pieces that you recommend seeing, Frances?
Well, maybe I'm biased because I live on the West Side, but I would absolutely recommend taking a drive down Lincoln Boulevard. Lincoln Boulevard is, I think, universally considered one of the ugliest streets in LA. And there's just been this just blooming of art pieces on the wall. So I would totally recommend that. And also there's a piece that's getting a lot of buzz at Pershing Square, and that is a kinetic piece of sculpture by an artist called Patrick Sheehan. It's called Liquid Shard. It's driven by the wind. I'd catch that soon because that is going to disappear quite quickly.
To me, Frances, this seems like, LA is this one big gallery, right? But we have a lot of different things competing with one another because we have these art installations wherever they may be in the open. But we also have graffiti. We also have people who take and make trash into different sculptures. We have all this kind of stuff. Is that, do you put those in the same category?
Some people do. You go to cities like, say, Paris. Lots of beautiful old buildings, usually in rows. You come to LA, your first impression might be this is a bit of a kind of, in many ways, an ugly city. There's lots of aspects of LA that are quite ugly, but it's also a city that has a tremendous dynamism in terms of people expressing themselves on the walls, in the streets of the city. And so one winds up with a kind of ugly beauty. And I think that's what makes LA constantly very interesting.
All right. Frances Anderton with this week's DNA on ATC. Frances, thank you.
You're so welcome, Steve.